My generation, only 15% of the college student, of the high school student graduates, even went to college.
Right.
All that changed in World War II. And so my being in this the depression mentality, my primary concern in getting out of high school in 1936 was to get a job.
Sure.
And help a little bit, family with groceries even. So I worked for 5 years. And then through a series of events that you probably won't at this point to go into great depth on, I felt like that I somehow was, the word cause means so much to so many different people. I'm reluctant to use the term, but it would generally, I guess, apply to, felt the desire at least to know if the ministry was something I should be doing. And it was a very big struggle for me to even contemplate that. I mean, that for one thing, it meant 7 years of education in front of me if I was going to be a Presbyterian minister. And I barely got through high school academically. But I went on off to Hammond City in 1941 to study for the ministry. That day I left to go to the college, truly, I walked in my front door, the mailman came up the sidewalk, handed me a letter addressed to me, signed by the president, Reverend Roosevelt, said, "You have been conscripted." They weren't even in the drafting terminology. "You've been conscripted, you report to such and such an office, and they will tell you what to do." So, here, after 5 years of no, coming to this point in my life, this thing occurs, and we were not in the war at the time. It was 1941. But 3 months later, I went into the draft board, I guess what you'd call it now, and until I was in school, and I said, we're classified as a student. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and do what you're doing. But 3 months later was Pearl Harbor. So I went back to the draft board and I said, you classified me as a student in September, but things are different now. Where do I stand? He said, "Well, since you're already in school, we'll go ahead and let's stay until exams in May in 42, and then give you 2 weeks to join some branch of the service. And if you haven't decided in 2 weeks, we'll pick one for you." So that's the way it worked. And I joined the old Army Air Corps. I don't know why. Maybe a lot of reasons I joined the Air Corps. Besides not relishing the idea of sleeping in mud every night because of the infantryman. Mm-hmm. But it was maybe it was sort of something new, air flying in military. So I went on off to, and I was actually sworn in Air Corps in 42 after I took the took mental test. 12 of us went to headquarters downtown, the Blues Army, took the mental test. Three passed the mental test. I happened to be one of the three. And one of the three that did pass flunked the physical test. So there were two out of the 12 in my group that even went into the Air Corps. This is probably more detail than you want in the job.
If you want to talk in detail, that's perfectly fine. If you'd rather move forward, that's fine too.
Want to come back to me later?
Sure. Sure.
All right, well, let's do that.
Okay.
We'll fill the gap.
All right. Let's talk about how you came to encounter the Paul Green site.
Paul Green thing was that I was a pastor in Mechanicsville for a 9-year period, which is right there, not too far from Paul Green. Actually, 4 miles from Paul Green in Hanover County. And during that period, I sort of became more aware that